Welcome to the Friday, October the 4th episode of Briefings with Bucks. This is our 10th episode of the 2024-2025 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrates the great things happening in our schools. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Holly King at Bridgeport Elementary School. Congratulations, Holly. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Let's dive into the highlights from another great week in our district. On Monday, we launched our fall survey for staff, students, and families. That's the Panorama Survey. Your feedback is so important, so we want to thank everyone who has already taken the time to fill out the survey and encourage those who have not to make sure to do so, and also thank you for your support to make the student survey a priority in our classrooms. We also opened up registration for our annual Wayne Learns Professional Learning Conference, which will be here before we know it. It's happening on November the 5th, actually Election Day. If you haven't already, please be sure to check out the conference guide and select your sessions. I know there's been a couple of hiccups, and we appreciate everybody's persistence in getting in there and selecting your sessions for that November 5th Wayne Learns Professional Learning Conference. Also, we'll include another link here to our conference guide in today's Parent Square. On Tuesday, our school board visited Ben Davis University High School, where the student ambassadors did an absolutely fantastic job sharing their personal stories of growth and belonging at Ben Davis University High School. That's one of our focus areas for our strategic plan. We also kicked off the month of October, and the countdown is on to fall break. Hard to believe, but it's just around the corner, 5 school days away. Also, October is National Principals Month, and speaking of great administrators, on Wednesday, our district celebrated Administrator Appreciation Day. Thank you to all of our administrators. We appreciate you. And we continue to celebrate our Hispanic Heritage Month through October the 15th. Well, I'm very excited to welcome our guest today. It is a very special individual with a great story that we would like to highlight today. Spanish teacher at Ben Davis High School, Gabriel Fabian. Welcome, Mr. Fabian.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, such a pleasure, such a privilege. We were talking before we got on the air about your where you come from, and that's the Dominican Republic, a place that I had an opportunity to do a mission trip with Life Touch and as a representative of the American Association of School Administrators a couple years ago, actually right before the pandemic started. What a wonderful place, what a wonderful experience for me. But tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, yes, I born and raised in the Dominican Republic, especially in the countryside. I wasn't aware, well, in the Dominican Republic, as an island, sometimes we think that we are the biggest thing in the world. The biggest thing in the world. And some of our people usually travel to New York.
Okay.
And we usually confuse New York with the United States.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so if you go to New York, that's the United States.
You've been to the U.S., uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's the best part. So, 1993, I came to Puerto Rico to study theology.
Okay.
And then I studied in Puerto Rico from 1993 to 1996. Then I moved to New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. What brought you to Massachusetts?
To pastor a church.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was it a church plant from a church that was already there?
The church was already there. And the pastor got sick. He had to leave. So they asked me to please come and work on them.
So how long were you in Massachusetts?
1996 to 2003.
Okay, and then in 2003, I think you said you returned back to the Dominican.
I returned back to the Dominican Republic to replant a Baptist church in San Francisco de Macorís.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and there we replant the church, and we also create a Christian school. We're still doing very well.
Wow.
Yeah. And poor children are learning English. It's amazing when you see Haitian children, Dominican children from poor community that they don't have the resources to pay for that higher level education, speaking English like American native. That is something
wow,
fantastic.
Something that we'd like for all of our students to also do is to be bilingual, right?
It's a blessing to be able to speak more than one language.
Yes,
that's something that I try to encourage my students here to value what you have.
Yes.
Value the abundance of resources and everything. But they don't see it that way yet.
So you went back to the Dominican, to Dominican Republic, to plant a church, to build a school. What brought you to Indianapolis?
Oh, it brought me to Indianapolis to plant a church.
Oh, so another church.
Another church.
Okay.
There was a group of Dominican family here who wasn't congregating, and mm-hmm. they asked me, once I came back to the United States, if I would be able to come and start a church with them.
Oh, wow.
And I said, oh, yeah. So I was working construction in Georgia. I resigned from my job and packed. Here I am.
So you've planted a church. You've been a pastor. You worked construction. How did you become a teacher?
The first time that I put a foot in a classroom as a teacher was 1990.
Okay.
It was the first year that I started pastoring in the Dominican Republic.
Uh-huh.
The secretary of the church was a teacher, and a friend of her got sick.
Okay.
In the Dominican Republic, the teacher is responsible for finding the son.
Oh, wow.
So she went 6 a.m. in the morning and knocked on my door. I need you. I said, what do you need me for at this hour? My friend is sick, and she needs a son for her class.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you got the wrong guy. This is not me. He said, no. If you teach, like you teach at a church, like you teach us, you're going to be great.
Yes.
So because of the compromise or the commitment that I have with her to not let her down, I dare and went. But I was scared today. It was a very small classroom, over 35 students. 7 graders.
Oh, wow.
That was, you know, something for me to run away. But somehow I handled the classroom very well. The principal came to see. He said, you know, this is one of the noisiest rooms that we have. Today, nobody hearing anything. How are you doing it?
Wow.
So I continued teaching in that school for about 3 years.
Wow. Then you said you did a little teaching in Massachusetts, a little subbing in Massachusetts as well.
And then when I moved to Massachusetts,
yeah.
I still had that, you know, desire to teach.
Yes.
So I went to study English in Bristol Community College.
Uh-huh.
And once I started understanding some English, I wasn't ready yet, but I there to apply for a job as a teacher substitute.
Mm-hmm.
And they hired me right away.
Wow.
Yeah. And like 2 or 3 days after, they called me early in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. This is the school that you are supposed to go. And I was, in my mind, I was thinking, well, I'm going to, you know, teach bilingual yes. class or something like that.
Yes.
Not at all. I get to this classroom. It was like a sixth grade class. All of them basically are Americans,
mm-hmm.
white Americans, and I was afraid. I said, you know, my English, no, that would be. So I went back to the principal office and said, you know, my English is not enough to teach in that classroom. So the principal was kind enough to tell me, listen, if you talk to them like you're talking to me, you will do great. So get in there and do your job. So I did. One of the first things that I told my to those students that day is, listen, I don't know much English,
mm-hmm.
all right? I need you help, all right? If I mispronounce your name or any word, that was a very profound learning experience for me.
And were they responsive? Did they?
They was fantastic.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, they taught me so much.
Yes.
Because I mispronounced in my accent. They said, Mr. Fabian, you don't say like that. You say like this. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. You are so wonderful. Yeah.
So when you came to Indianapolis to plant a church, how did you become a teacher at Ben Davis High School?
I think I'm a teacher at heart.
Okay.
I'm yeah. a pastor at heart. I'm a teacher at heart. I love to teach. So when I came to Indianapolis, January 2020,
okay.
January 7, 2020.
Right before the pandemic.
Yes.
Yep.
I applied for a construction company.
Mm-hmm.
I applied in that company, and they hired me.
Okay.
So I was, you know, manipulating heavy equipment, excavator, dozer, and wheel loaders, those kind of things. But even though I liked that, it didn't satisfy me.
Mm.
You know, I can do better than this. Mm-hmm. I think I can have a better, deeper impact in some other people's life.
Yeah.
And teaching would be the way. So I resigned from that company and applied to be, there is some classes that they have down there.
Over adult education?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wayne Township Adult Education?
And then I registered to be a truck driver.
Oh, wow.
So I told the person that interviewed me, listen, I applied for a truck driver. That's not what I want to do. I want to teach.
Mm.
I said, oh, fantastic. We need you. So she got me into the paraprofessional program.
Yes, yes.
All right. So I complete that program, and then I apply, and I was interviewed, like three schools called me.
Mm. You were in hot demand.
Yes. So I have an interview at Lyndhurst in the morning, and uh-huh. Mr. Wilson said, oh, you hired. And then I have an interview at Night Grade Center.
Yes.
And Samuel uh-huh. told me, oh, you hired. So I resigned.
Oh, I bet Mr. Wilson was mad at Mr. Samuel.
I resigned at Mr. Wilson. And then I came to work at Night Grade Center, and I have a wonderful experience there.
Wow.
And I was just a paraprofessional, but mm-hmm. I can do better. Okay, there is some room for me to grow. So yeah. I get involved with IUPUI.
Yes, now IUND. Yes, they've been a great partner of ours in the helping our paraprofessionals get their teaching license.
And I got my my master's degree, my teaching license.
Wow,
here I am.
Good for you. Yeah. And now you teach Spanish.
The first 2 years I work at Lyndhurst,
uh-huh.
and I teach English.
Okay.
Yeah, which I love. But now, since my license is a Spanish teacher.
Yes.
Yes.
So you were in the LAP program at Lyndhurst working with our students who could not speak English yet or did not speak English well.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're teaching Spanish. What I've found interesting, and I'm sure many of our listeners know this too, not all Spanish is the same. You mentioned the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico. I know that my neighbor is from Puerto Rico. His daughter-in-law is from Cuba. And they speak a little bit different Spanish. Those individuals from Mexico speak a little bit different Spanish. So how do you navigate through, because I know we have students from all over, countries from all around the world. How do you navigate through that when you have a native speaker?
Well, that is very enriching. That helped me to grow as a professional and as a human being. Those differences, when I learn it, I make it mine, so I'm even more aware
sure.
and more equipped.
Yes.
For example, in the Dominican Republic, we use la palabra ahorita very often. Ahorita means later.
Okay.
In Mexico, ahorita means right now.
Oh, wow. That's right. Very different.
So Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, you use ahorita in that context,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
Ahorita is later, a few minutes after.
Okay.
Okay. So when you see Guatemala, Colombia, Mexico, Honduras, they use ahorita as right now.
Right now.
So for me to get to know those differences.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you could be misunderstood depending on where the student is from.
It can be.
Yes.
It can be. Yeah. It can be. Not every joke is well understood. Oh,
yes.
Like in the Dominican Republic, we are very sarcastic. Okay, we make fun of each other all the time.
Sure,
and that's a way for us to show friendship.
Wow.
Okay. When I threw you like nothing, most of the time it's because I appreciate you. You are my friend.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
I can say cállate la boca. Deja estar hablando. Just shut up. What are you talking about? Okay.
And that's not...
That's not the same
yes.
in every country, all right? So I have a Mexican, when I was working in construction, I have a Mexican friend. He make a lot of fun of me. But then I used to call him pendejo.
Mm.
And he got mad at me. Well, in my context, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Just, it's all right.
Yeah.
So I asked somebody, why he's getting mad at me? Oh, because you're calling him. All right, and this means something. So it means different things
sure.
in different countries. So for me to get to know the context
yes.
of the word
yes.
is enriching.
Yes. And I think that lesson transcends across us all, right? To better understand other people and to understand the context from which they're operating, the lens from which they are looking at things and their lived experiences certainly helps us all to grow. And one of the things that we talk often about as a positive here at Ben Davis High School and across the MSD of Wayne Township is all of the enriching experiences that our students have sitting in class next to people who don't speak the same language, who don't worship in the same way, who don't celebrate the same traditions and customs. And it helps to develop our students and our staff in such a meaningful way.
Getting to know other people thinking, other people culture, it makes us more humanly equipped.
Absolutely agree. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, Gabriel Fabian, who is a Spanish teacher here at Ben Davis High School. Mr. Fabian, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Well, thank you for the invitation. And, well, on the 12th of October, we are celebrating the Hispanic Heritage here in Indianapolis.
Okay.
In our church, we want to make that a tradition.
Yes.
So we are inviting everybody
wonderful
to come, and we're going to have food, drinks, medical exam,
yes,
and many social services that we can provide that day for children and adults.
And tell us where your church is.
This is 3940 Man Road,
yep, down in Decatur Township.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And what time on October 12th?
1 to 4 p.m.
So we'll definitely get some information also to have posted on our Parent Square page. So make sure to check that out as well, the Parent Square post that's coming out, so that you can have more information about that celebration on October the 12th. Well, just an important reminder to our certified staff, make sure that you sign your contracts. They are due today. Well, just an important reminder to our certified staff, signed contracts are due today. Also, we'd like to congratulate Abu Ibrahim, who is the MIC champion for boys cross country, and also to the boys cross country team at Ben Davis, who placed second. It's the best finish for our Giants since 2007, and Abu is only the second person in the second runner in school history to win an individual MIC championship. Good luck to all of our teams who are participating in late season play, MIC championships, and also getting ready for the postseason. We'd also like to say good luck to our Giants football team tonight as they travel to take on the Carmel Greyhounds. And I'm looking forward to the 20-mile airport loop ride. That happens tomorrow, Saturday, October the 5th at 8:30 a.m. Begins at Bridgeport Central Baptist Church to support the Vandalia and White Lick Trail development. On Monday evening, we'll have our regular school board meeting at 6:30 at the Wayne Township Education Center. And we look forward to welcoming our community leaders to Grand Hall on Tuesday for a discussion on work-based learning. Also, next week is parent-teacher conferences. We appreciate all that our teachers and staff will be doing to welcome parents into our buildings and to have those critical conversations to bridge the gap between the home and our classrooms and to update parents as to how their children are doing during the first 9 weeks of school. And, of course, it's our last week before fall break. Make sure to recharge your batteries. Make sure to take some time for yourself as we have the upcoming two-week break. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.